This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The title, The Encyclopedia of Ethical Failures, may sound like one of those novelty books of humorous historical anecdotes, but it's actually a 164-page government document detailing hundreds of instances of bribery, graft, and other infractions within the Department of Defense. And despite the bureaucratic subject matter, the report is written in a breezy, informal style, not commonly found in government reports, something that got the attention of Gordon Lubolt, senior writer at Foreign Policy Magazine. Gordon, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this sounds like the kind of information that the DOD generally works to keep under wraps. So who put out this report, and what was the aim?
This is compiled by the Pentagon's General Counsel's Office, but most of these reports are generated from the Defense Department's Inspector General's office. And that, of course, is the office responsible for investigating criminal activity and all kinds of other bad behavior across the department.
Your article makes note of the language and tone of the Encyclopedia of Ethical Failure. So give us some examples of how it might be different from other government reports.
Right. So it's big on this kind of breezy language, as you say, really to kind of make it readable and fun. And what they're really trying to do is to tell people this is not what you should try at home. They compared one. There was a naval officer. He was married and with children, but he had an affair with a woman, and then left that area. I think he was in Texas somewhere, and moved to Connecticut. But sent an email to his former mistress saying that he was dead. You know, it was like sent as if somebody else had sent it. She tried to go pay her respects to the dead man, only to learn that he'd actually just moved back to Connecticut. But the writing in the entry in the encyclopedia refers to this as akin to a daytime soap opera, that it was another example of this kind of silly wrongdoing, but something you should not be doing.
So one officer fakes his death to get out of trouble in an affair. Another, a federal employee, promised a college substantial grant in exchange for an honorary doctorate. What were some of the ethical breaches detailed in the report that maybe most surprised or captured your interest?
Right. So there's a lot of just kind of basic fraud, you know, whether it's contracting officers who work in the military. And some of them, by the way, a lot of these examples are outside of the Defense Department, but for the most part, they are.
Yeah, I noticed that an abundance of people stationed in Iraq, Afghanistan, supporting bases in Kuwait, lining their pockets by arranging and awarding government contracts.
Exactly. So, you know, in one case, there was a fence that had to be built, and a contracting officer got a $5,000 payment by giving the $153,000 job to a particular contract. There was another one in Iraq, I think, where it was a water bottle contract, and it was a similar thing. So there's a lot of these kind of fraudulent ones. But then there's like kind of the funny ones, like this guy who, you know, worked in a maintenance shop and, you know, took the shed at the maintenance shop to his house and installed parts that belonged to the government on his own personal truck. Just kind of these ridiculous things. Then there's like the kind of darker examples of just wrongdoing and, you know, taking a lot of money from the government. Part of why this is a big deal now, and this particular encyclopedia I think has been published now for a couple years and updated each summer, is there's a kind of, as the wars end in Iraq and Afghanistan, there's more wrongdoing being kind of emerging, kind of revealing itself across the military. And some of these actually are very serious, and in some cases they involve sexual assault, in some cases they just involve, you know, senior officers taking planes where they shouldn't, that kind of thing. The scope and the scale of it is not yet clear, mm-hmm. but the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, the Pentagon chief, is very interested in trying to find out how deep this goes and then how to fix it.
Yeah, there's some big money here. A contracting officer at a camp in Kuwait awarded contracts and blanket purchase agreements, calls to those contractors $5.8 million as a payment for his actions. You mentioned senior officers. Any high-ranking officials implicated in this?
Right. So some of these are unnamed and some of them are kind of generic, but they're all true stories, and then some of them are named. I mean, there was the kind of the – it sounds slightly – silly example, but nonetheless true example of four senior officers who, you know, basically should have known better. They extended their trip in Tokyo to play golf at a conference that really where no business was being done, and it was like a $3,000 basically charge to the government. But on the other hand, like, they should know better, and they're supposed to be not only upstanding citizens but, you know, leaders in the military.
This sounds like the kind of stuff that goes on in the private sector all the time, but different rules obviously apply.
Right. So, you know, the military is clearly a reflection of society, although some in the military would say it should be, you know, better than the society it protects. But, you know, that's the kind of issue is that are these a few bad apples? You know, and the military is obviously very large, too. So all these examples is just a fraction of what's really out there. But, you know, does it almost disproportionately paint the military as, you know, a bunch of ne'er-do-wells? And I don't think that's fair. I think that, you know, there are bad apples in the military, but just like there are in society. But some of these that are really large, it's amazing that people could get away with it for as long as they did. I think the Defense Department would tell you that, you know, the lesson learned here is that these people were all busted.
Yeah, after the fact, we find out. What kind of oversight is on the ground, do you think?
Well, there's obviously all these investigative arms of the military who are looking for things. I think it's probably there's more and more scrutiny on ethics now in the military, but that's kind of an emerging trend here, as I say, like with the end of the wars. And so I think it will police itself a little bit, maybe even better. Part of the idea is that the wars were going on for so long that there wasn't a lot of time to pay attention to these kinds of things. As maybe as ridiculous as that may sound, but now the garrison military, most of the force is back at a regular base in the United States or somewhere else and not fighting wars, and there's a little more time to pay attention to this stuff.
Gordon Leupold, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Gordon Leupold is senior writer at Foreign Policy Magazine. He also writes the Situation Report newsletter, which comes out every day. You can get it yourself. More information at wordofmouthradio.org. That's where you can also read his article about the Encyclopedia of Ethical Failures. You can read the document itself, all 164 pages. A link at wordofmouthradio.org.